Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm very excited to be here today. Mark and I are going to talk to you about two really exciting Xamarin-related technologies. Xamarin and desktop, really.
That's right. Yeah, you can use it in a variety of places.
And these tools are called the Xamarin Workbooks and the Xamarin Inspector. And we're going to show you how to use both of these and see how we can use these to really improve our application development flow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've been actually showing this off quite a bit. Within Xamarin.
Absolutely, yes. I know everyone at Xamarin is very excited about it, and I can really see why. It's the more I use it, the more I'm excited to use it, really, with all my app development projects.
Well, I'm particularly excited about it just because we're from Xamarin University, and it's great for educational purposes to be able to kind of document and build your code. So
absolutely. And so
let's get started with it, Adrian.
And I think we should probably introduce ourselves.
Sounds great.
I'll get rolling here. My name is Adrian Stevens, and I'm the curriculum manager for Xamarin University. And so that means I work with the really amazing and talented people that write the training materials, the curriculum, for Xamarin University. And this includes, our live classes. And we have a whole wealth of free self-guided training materials for Xamarin as well. And we'll talk about that in just a moment.
Awesome. And my name is Mark Smith, and I'm the director of Xamarin University. My official title is actually a program manager, but I'm responsible for all the facets, including curriculum and training, that runs through Xamarin University.
So. Yeah, he's my boss. But let's tell everyone about Xamarin University, just in case some of you out there haven't heard of it. It's really, we'll say it is the premier place to get Xamarin-related training, and we cover really the entire development lifecycle using Xamarin to create cross-platform mobile applications. But it's really more than just training. It's a really engaging platform, engaging program. And do you want to tell them a little about the features of Xamarin U?
Sure. So we've got live classes. We've got over 80 topics ranging from mobile development with C# to Azure to F# even.
Right, yes.
Even advanced C# topics such as async and threading and doing those inside your mobile apps. We also have a great community that you can get involved with at Xamarin University, so lots of students that you can interact with and hear about other projects that are going on, even participate in guest lectures where we get outside authorities to come in and talk about a variety of topics that they love.
We've had some really, really amazing people come through this program giving guest lectures on really a huge range of topics.
Yeah, what are some of the other benefits, Adrian?
So one of my favorites are the one-on-one sessions. We call them office hours, and this allows you to schedule time with an instructor, and you can actually pick the instructor or go based on the topic and really discuss any aspect of cross-platform mobile development with Xamarin.
So does that mean I can go with my application problems, for example? Maybe there's something that I'm interested in trying to solve in my app?
Absolutely. That'd be a perfect use for this. So let the instructor talk to you and you can walk them through your code and address any specific issues that you might have with your development, or just ask general questions, do a code review, really anything you want to do at that time. You've got that dedicated interaction with that XAMU instructor, the experts.
Yeah. That's really awesome.
And there is one other feature we should mention quickly here
one
as well.
One more thing.
But actually, this is a big one. This is a fun one. It's the Xamarin certification. So you can become a Xamarin Mobile Certified Developer. And this is really, it's becoming an industry standard certification just to mark your skills and ability as a Xamarin developer and just, you know, show the community that you know how to create solutions using Xamarin tools.
Yeah, sounds very prestigious.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into the content. Of course, but if you want to check out Xamarin University, of course, please go to university.xamarin.com.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that we have both the content through live instructors, but we also have some self-guided content that you can go through on your own that's completely free. You can sign up for a trial. In fact, at least right now for a week, if you download Visual Studio 2017, you can actually get a 60-day trial.
That's right, yes. So, yeah, we have a special promotion, the 60-day trial. But
So you can check out that trial, go through all the self-guided learning classes. You even get access to a couple live courses, so you can kind of check it out and see what it's like.
And those self-guided learning classes are always free.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, fantastic. So we love Xamarin, we love all things Xamarin, and we also love all things Microsoft. And part of that is because Microsoft really enables that full end-to-end developer story. It's not just writing code, but it's getting your application polished. It's getting your application into the hands of your users and making sure that it's performing.
We want our apps to look great.
Yeah. We want them to perform great.
Right.
And so what do you mean by that? Well, of course, development, and Xamarin is a big part of that, especially for cross-platform.
Sure.
Testing. Always, always important, and it's not just banging on the keys. It's running unit tests. It's running UI tests. Mm-hmm. You know, both inside out and outside in tests.
Right. Performance testing.
Absolutely. Profiling, yes, 100%. Keep an eye on your memory usage, your CPU usage, all the great things. build, continuous integration.
Right, yeah.
Really kind of shortening the amount of work we have to do as developers to make sure that our applications are functioning,
right,
even while making code changes.
Pretty awesome that I can take my app, I can deploy it up to a CI build server, have it build it, run my unit tests, even run my UI tests, essentially, get it pat and actually get it right in the hands of my beta testers, and then even deploy it right to the App Store, all from my...
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Thinking about a few years ago, it boggles the mind that we have this technology, and
I don't want to go back.
No, I don't want to go back. Well, and what I love too, so we see here we've got our icon for Hockey App, which is an amazing tool for deploying, you know, beta version of applications, you know, tracking usage, and of course we've got other monitoring tools as well. But this is all getting rolled into Mobile Center,
right? Yep.
And that's really exciting. And Mobile Center is going to bring really kind of the last three here, the build, the distribution, the monitoring all together, and I highly recommend you check it out, especially as a mobile developer. It's a fantastic tool.
Very cool.
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Can't wait.
All right, so we're going to start with something called Xamarin Workbooks. And again, this is a lot of fun. So let's just set the stage, if we will. So, of course, we're developers. You're a developer, I'm a developer, and I think probably a lot of the people watching are also developers. And so we're familiar with this pattern of what I like to call iterative coding. So maybe we're testing out a new idea. Mm-hmm. So we write some code. And, you know, we compile it, we deploy it, we run it. Maybe it doesn't work quite the way we want it to. We debug. We go, oh, let me make some changes. I go back in and I repeat that process. Or maybe it's even a little bit later in our development process where we're massaging, we're refining things. But we get this iterative pattern, and it can be very effective, but it can also be, well, It's a bit time-consuming, exactly. Yeah, it's tedious.
Particularly if I'm trying out some, like, just some crazy idea that I might have to actually construct an app, to then, you know, if it's a mobile app, then I have to deploy it to a device or to a simulator and try it out and realize that's not exactly what I want. And we try again and back and forth.
Absolutely, and just you go through that cycle over and over again. And what I really feel with this more than anything, because I kind of enjoy the fine-tuning, but I don't like waiting. I'm impatient. I'm a developer. I want to get in and get cool things running. And so it's a problem that we have to solve as developers. And as well, something else we often, especially as we're working in teams, is we do some documentation. Maybe we're sharing cool ideas, or maybe we just want the rest of our team to know how a certain part of our code works.
Sure.
So we write that code. I'm going to share it. You know, I might write a sample for you, or more likely you'll write a sample for me. And maybe this is the code. Hopefully our code is self-documenting, but it isn't always. And so then we might have a separate document that describes it. But it's two pieces of work.
Well, I'll always make sure to put some comments, you know, like this function loads all the users, and then we'll name it load users.
Yeah, the load user function loads users is perfect. Yeah, it's a yeah, we've all seen that kind of documentation. And, you know, sometimes the inline comments work, but more than likely we're going to have a more structured document, especially on larger teams or for training content, for
right.
things
well,
like XAMU.
We built that documentation even prior to building the app, right? Hopefully we put some thought into it, some design, architecture, you know, so it may be that we've actually constructed some documentation before we even started coding.
Right, and now we're worried about keeping it in sync.
Sure.
And the last thing I want to say here, I don't want to dwell on this too long, but we're writing the code, we're writing documentation, then we ship it off to whoever is going to consume it, whether we're sharing it with students or other members of our team or even the community. This documentation tends to get a little bit out of sync, and then now the consumer also is responsible for doing the work of compiling, debugging, deploying, and there's this issues of the tooling being lined up and whatnot. And so it would be nice if we had a solution, maybe a strategy. And it turns out, of course, that's our lead-in into Xamarin Workbooks, and it actually solves both of these problems. So Xamarin Workbooks, very, very cool. So it allows us to write, execute, explore C# code with documentation. And we say it's an interactive prompt, and that's probably making you think, oh, like a REPL.
Yeah.
And it very validly is very much like a REPL. So REPL stands for?
Read,
evaluate,
print,
loop. Exactly. And so REPLs, if you haven't used one, although probably a lot of our developer audience has.
I won't try to mess you up this time.
The benefits of having my boss here with me making jokes as I go through. But yeah, we've used REPLs, right? They're great tools for testing code, and they do actually somewhat solve the problem of writing some sample code. But they're usually a little bit of a kind of an open box, write some code, and sometimes REPLs require a bit of management on our part. Where Workbooks actually has a nice structure to it, and it's a little bit like having a bunch of little mini REPLs in line, but in line with documentation, which is pretty fantastic. So again, if I want to share some code, I can actually document it right in the document, right in line, and then have a code statement. I can send that to you. You can read the documentation and execute that code, execute those statements right from the document.
So it's kind of like a documentation page, like that I might go to on MSDN, where it tells me about the API, shows me a little snippet, but in this case, I can actually run the snippet.
Absolutely.
And see what it does.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds very cool.
And it's got a pretty good range of platforms supported. So we can do console applications, right, write some C#, but we can do that on both Windows and Mac OS.
Right.
We can do WPF, Windows Desktop.
Love WPF.
Yeah. And we can do Mac OS Desktop applications.
Yep.
And of course, we love Xamarin, we love mobile. We can do Xamarin Android and Xamarin iOS.
And who wouldn't want to do that?
Who wouldn't want to do it? But as we know, as part of that looping, that iterative coding process, well, deploying to devices, that worse things get a little bit slower too. So it's actually really beneficial on the mobile side.
Great.
I want to show it to you. Let's get into showing it to you. But a couple quick words. Where do you get it? Well, a great place to start is developer.xamarin.com/workbooks. Pretty easy. Great place. Now, you don't have to go here anymore to install it. It is integrated with the Visual Studio 2017 installer. But this is a good place to go because it has a ton of, well, documentation. And it has instructions. It has samples. And by samples, I mean, of course, sample workbooks. And we're going to show off a few of those sample workbooks today just to give you an idea of what you can do with this tool. And then, of course, for requirements, I won't dwell on this. What I like to say is you need to have your development environment set up.
Sure.
So if you want to run console applications, you need those developer tools set up. If you want to run a Xamarin Android workbook, well, you'll need to be set up for
right.
that
so
platform.
So tell me how to do that, Adrian. What do I need to do in order to get my development environment set up?
We are going to run the Visual Studio 2017 installer.
There you
yes.
go.
Now, we're very excited about that. It's with these, the later versions of Visual Studio, it's much, much easier to get up and running with mobile. And that's a pretty wonderful thing.
Sweet.
So let's write some code. Let's fire up a workbook. So we'll switch over to your computer, Mark.
Okay, great. Just wanted to really quickly show, Adrian mentioned developer.xamarin.com.
Oh, perfect.
Here's actually how you can get into Xamarin University self-guided learning. So there's a big, nice button there to do that. But here's what we're talking about today, which is Xamarin Workbooks. And if you click on this, you can see that the documentation team has done a great job of creating a whole bunch of workbooks in a variety of topics, including Android and Azure and WPF and iOS and C# and graphics. We're going to show off some of these things. These are awesome. This is a great way to kind of explore workbooks.
Absolutely.
We're going to use them even today just as part of this demonstration to give you an idea of what workbooks are capable of.
Absolutely.
All right, so tell me where you want to start, Adrian.
All right, well, let's open up the workbook application. So this is a standalone application. It is included with our developer tools, but it runs in its own window.
All right, so I'm just going to launch Xamarin Workbooks.
And take a look here. So we see we have our platform options. Now, of course, we see console, we see iOS. That's, of course, Xamarin iOS. This is all C#, Xamarin Android, and WPF. And, of course, if we were on a Mac, we would see Mac OS instead of WPF.
Makes sense.
Let's do a console app. We'll start simple.
Sounds good. And if I use console app, can I do that on both Mac and Windows?
Absolutely, you can.
So on Mac, it'll just turn into a terminal window.
Yes,
perfect.
Exactly.
Great.
So we see here we have a blank workbook. And it feels a little bit like starting a new Word doc. Mm-hmm. Right? We've got our blank sheet of paper. What are we going to put on here?
Okay.
So right away, we've got a cell. And this is a code cell. So we could write a C# statement. But I wouldn't mind actually just writing in a little bit of documentation. Let's put a title on there. So over on the right-hand side, yeah, you know where to go. So we see we've got these three buttons here. The plus will allow us to insert a new code cell. We've got one already. Mm-hmm. And then there are quotation marks. That's for documentation. That's a documentation cell. So this is going to be text. But it's actually rich text, so go ahead and click that.
Okay.
And you can put in a title, put in Hello Workbooks, or whatever you like.
So used to typing
Hello World, yes, yeah.
That's funny.
And if you hover, we should see some advanced editing controls here. There we go, perfect. So you can do bold and italics and some formatting, change the font.
Nice.
So we've got some rich text editing, of course, these are the things that we would want for documentation. Perfect. And let's go ahead and go below it and...
Yeah, no, notice we still have our code block up.
Yeah, we can delete that one. Let's go below it. So.
Okay, so we can just X this and say delete.
Of course, nothing is permanent. We can bring it back in. Yeah, so now let's push the plus button and get a new C# code cell.
Okay.
So let's do a variable declaration. Maybe let's use var. We'll show we can do that. So go var, let's do instructor equals, and then let's put a string. So let's put Rob.
Rob. Great instructor.
Great instructor. And push enter. Let's do course return on the Mac. And so it's actually evaluating this statement.
Awesome.
And so you can see here, so there's the output. So if the statement that we execute has an output, this has a result, has a string, we see that there. But notice actually this little drop down beside Rob there.
Mm-hmm. This one here?
Yeah, so that's sort of the C-sharp formatting, but you can see the plain text version. And then we have object members. And if this is a more complex object, we could dive a little bit deeper and see what's in there. But actually hit that anyway. Yeah, so you can see it. So we have uptype system string.
Right. So this is the property of system string that's unique to it.
Right, yes. Right,
which is just a system, it's just an integer, right? So it's telling me it's three characters.
Three characters long, yes, excellent. And so let's make another statement. So let's go var, how about message? And so we can use our instructor variable from the previous block, yeah. And let's go plus, and then, you know, I guess Rob's a great guy. He's a excellent.
Okay.
And let's run it again. And so what we see here is we can use our variable declarations from the previous cell in later cells.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's really amazing, actually. So anything that's written previously, it actually it kind of trickles down. Mm-hmm. And I can show this to you. So we can actually go up and, so Rob is a great instructor and a great guy, but we know some other great instructors.
How about Adrian?
Oh, you're too kind. All right.
But I hit enter there.
So. Okay, yeah. So if you hit enter midline, it will actually insert a new line. But if you hit, I believe it says space return.
Okay, or just go to the end.
Or midline, hit return. Yeah. And you can see that it's evaluated our top cell, but also evaluated our lower cell, and it swapped in. And now, because Adrian is assigned to our instructor variable, it's then used in that statement, and off we go.
That's neat.
It's really cool. Let's do a couple other quick things. So we can define methods
really?
Right in our workbooks. Okay. Very cool. So we can do a simple one. So let's do something that multiplies three values together.
All right, what do you want it to return?
Let's return a double.
How about a double? Okay. So how about multiply triple?
I love it. Excellent. And and we'll pass in three parameters, three doubles.
All right, value one.
I do value one, two, and three, nice and simple.
Value two and double value three.
Now go ahead and just go to the end of the line and push to enter, push return. And so you see it tries to evaluate our statement here. And of course, this is not really, it's a method declaration with no body. It's invalid code as it is.
Sure.
Now we don't have to evaluate every time we push enter. We can actually push shift enter to add a new line.
Okay.
And there we go. And this allows us, this puts us into a multi-line editing mode. And now we can enter in extra lines and then evaluate when ready.
So it appears that I do not have to press shift enter every time, just on the first line.
Just on the first line, exactly.
All right, and then I'm assuming
and we'll just,
to just return.
Exactly, yes.
Times value 2 times value 3.
Excellent.
Okay.
And actually, if you push return now, enter, exactly. So now it's been declared, and we can go ahead and use it. So we could do, you know, var result equals, and then just pass in a couple
so
values.
Multiply, and wow, that's cool. Look at that.
We even get IntelliSense.
So it's
powered by Roslyn. IntelliSense is fast. And let's see if our method works. Yeah, fantastic. Here.
My math is correct.
Very nice, very nice. So we could do full classes here as well. We can do really any C-sharp type. We can define it here. We won't go into all that right
now.
Does
it even support some of the new C-sharp 7 features, like the new ability to do tuples? Oh, and
funny you should ask that, actually, because we've got a workbook on that.
Oh, wow,
and I would love to show it to you. Let's just try, I just want to show saving the file quickly while we're here.
Sure.
So go to File. And save or save as.
All right, I can put it on my desktop here.
Yeah, absolutely.
My first workbook. And I noticed it gave it an extension of .workbook.
.workbook,
so
yeah.
Somewhat unique. And I see it's here, and it has a nice little pretty icon.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's open it up. So either with Notepad or even Visual Studio Code would be great, too.
I'm going to use, let's say, we could do Visual Studio Code. I'm hoping that nothing else.
Perfect.
Okay, that's good.
And so what does this look like to you?
This looks like, if I look a little bit further down, it looks like it's Markdown.
Yes, absolutely.
I love Markdown.
Yeah,
is awesome.
Love Markdown. It's human readable, human editable. Obviously, our workbooks application is a great way to edit this, but we could do it externally as well.
Yeah, it looks like it has a little bit of a header here defining some platform stuff. It looks like YAML.
Yes, exactly, right? It's got some header information, and then, it probably is YAML, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Excellent.
Sweet.
So that's great.
Cool. All right, so it's just Markdown. So I can then edit this by hand. I could make changes to it. And the nice thing is it seems like I could pass this to someone else. And even if they didn't have workbooks installed, they could still look at the file, evaluate it and understand what it is.
Absolutely. And truth be told, I use my workbooks. I'll peek under the hood once in a while just to grab code snippets out of there, too.
Okay.
All right.
Can I close this?
I can close this down. And let's open up that C# 7 workbook. So we've downloaded several workbooks from the developer.xamarin.com portal.
Okay, so I'm going to just double-click on it.
Double-click on it.
It's associated to workbooks. That's awesome.
And so this is a really nice example of how we can learn from workbooks. We'll give this a moment here. And so, again, you can see they've done a bit more formatting than we did in our document.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah, the documentation team, they those guys do a good job. They're overachievers, yes. But really great, and also really cool what's new in C# 7. So, of course, we can scroll down. And we won't go through this all in detail, but as you were asking about some of the new features of C# 7,
like cool. Here's the new out variables. I love this feature, like not having to put my out variables, declare them before I use try parse.
Yeah, pretty fantastic.
Sweetness.
And then there's our new tuple formatting here as well. Yeah,
These are awesome.
I'm very excited about this. I'm a little bit of an F# fan, not quite an expert, but I'm really excited to start using tuples in C#.
So I can actually just run that right there, and it actually
you can run this, executes. Absolutely.
That's very cool.
Pretty amazing. Again, we're getting C# 7 features, of course, powered by Rosalind, so it all works.
Yeah, sweet.
And let's move on to another worksheet.
Okay.
We could spend lots of time here, but that's...
What would you like to look at?
Let's take a look at our Skia Sharp example. Let's show a little bit of graphics now.
Okay.
So this one's quite interesting. So as it opens up, you'll see it's a console application. And you might be thinking, well, how are we going to get graphics out of this?
Yeah.
But this is actually really interesting. There's actually a lot of things interesting about this documentation. So again, it's all written up, fully documented. And take a look. If you're interested in learning Skia Sharp, this is a great place to start.
Well, first, tell me, what is Skia Sharp? I'm not familiar with this. What is it?
OK, so Skia Sharp, so you might be able to fill in some of the details as well. But I believe, if I recall correctly, it was acquired by Google. I think it was originally written in C++. And it's a 2D vector rendering engine.
Wow. And so where does it work? Where can I use it?
So Skia, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but used heavily in web pages, is my understanding. And so this is a port of the Skia library that we can use in C#. And so Skia Sharp, of course, supports all of our wonderful favorite C# platforms. And of course, we use it in Xamarin. And that even includes Xamarin Forms.
Wow.
But it works on desktop, and as we'll see, we can actually use it from within a console application.
So yeah, I noticed there's a couple of lines here at the very top that are new to me. I hadn't seen these before. It looks like there's a #R Skia Sharp, so it sounds like it's more like F# reference capability.
Absolutely, yeah. Exactly. And it's loading in a C# script as well.
Okay, that's the CSX file.
Exactly. And great. So these are actually packaged with our workbook file.
And so how is that? Because this was a markdown file.
Yes, so it turns out there's two ways of packaging our workbooks. So we can do a simple markdown file, but if we want to include extra files and even binaries with our workbooks, we can actually create a zip file. And there's some specific formatting, I believe. We could actually crack it open. Do you want to have a quick look?
I guess we could. We could go into, let's just do it to the C# one. But I'll just put a .zip extension on it.
Perfect.
And then I can just double click on it. Oh, but it can't.
Oh, so I think that one's probably just text.
Oh, it might be.
Might be.
All right, well, let's do this. Well, let's not do this. Let's copy it.
All right, perfect. Yeah, we'll do a little exploration
since it's
here.
Open, I'm not sure that that's going to work.
But this is actually quite interesting, and it's worth seeing it. It's really kind of an interesting feature of workbooks.
Oh, yeah, I see. There's our Skia Sharp CSX file, and then there's an index.workbook.
Yes, and so it's the, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the index naming convention we have to follow. So we basically create an index workbook, and that'll be our workbook structure. And then we can include binaries in here as well. Or other code files, and then we place that in a zip file, and that becomes our workbook. So really, kind of a cool format.
Cool. All right, so
and again, we can crack it open.
Yep, kind of go down here. So creating a surface, creating a bitmap.
We won't spend too much time here, but yeah, take a look at that. We're creating a bitmap, and then we're going to use the Skia library to write to that bitmap. And so if we scroll down a little bit, so you actually even render that line there, that cell, where
this one,
the one above.
This one.
Yeah.
All right. So, run that.
So we're creating a bitmap. So we're in a console application, but we're declaring a bitmap variable. And actually, that garbage is actually normal. That's OK. So because the result of our statement is a bitmap, we create a bitmap object, Workbooks is able to visualize that.
That's really cool.
And now the reason we have this little bit of noise up there is because we basically haven't zeroed out the memory yet. So that's just whatever's left over in memory. It's just sitting in that bitmap.
But then, I see there's documentation here and says, right now the bitmap's very boring.
Yes, exactly.
Right? But we can now create a canvas from it.
Right, and start using the Skia APIs here. And we can scroll down, and again, you can even see there's a clearing out. Yeah,
there's a clearing of the bitmap.
Yeah, and now we have a nice white box. And we go a little bit further. We're now drawing shapes. And so, again, really powerful. We're doing visualization from within the context of a console application.
And again, if I ran this inside of a Xamarin Forms application or WPF application, it would do the same thing?
So we have to change the workbook.
No.
Skia Sharp absolutely works on our mobile platforms, absolutely works on Xamarin Forms.
Very cool.
And actually, I think, as you know, I was playing with this even just a couple hours ago.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. Highly recommend.
So yeah, if you guys ever want to do 2D shapes, which is something Xamarin Forms doesn't have built in.
No, yeah.
Right, you can use this to be able to do that.
That's yeah, cool. Really, really powerful. And it integrates really well with the Xamarin Form framework. I won't get too distracted by it, but fun tech.
Nice. All right. So you have another one for me?
I've got lots more. Let's do a mobile one now.
Okay.
So we should have one called List View Start.
List View Start, got it.
So this is really interesting. So this is a Xamarin Android workbook.
We're going to play with fire a little bit here because I didn't actually launch an emulator.
But let's see what happens here.
Yeah, hoping. Yeah. Emulator works for me here. We'll see.
Yes, we tend to live dangerously. We often are running on pre-release versions of our software. So
yeah, it started the wrong one though. So let me do something.
Okay, no problem. But while Mark's doing that, I'll just talk this a little bit here. So we could create a new workbook and target Xamarin Android, and actually saw what happened there. It tries to kick up the Xamarin, the Android emulator. Right away, and it's because it's operating in the context of an Android application, and in fact, it's actually executing an Android application in the background on our simulator. And in this case, this is the Google provided versions, and so we might be.
Yeah, I was just going to launch
perfect
Visual Studio instead, because then I get my correct one, which is what I want, the Marshmallow one.
Excellent.
This is your app from a little bit later, but.
Okay, perfect. Yes, we'll come to that.
I don't want that. Cancel that.
Excellent.
Try to deploy.
Now, what's really interesting about the mobile workbooks is not only is it running in the context of an Android application, not only is it actually executing against an Android simulator, but there's even some extra types provided. There's a few extra APIs provided to make it easier for us to interact with, really, Android and the Android UI specifically from our workbook.
Okay.
So it looks like we're up. Pretty
yep.
Fantastic.
I have it.
So we've got our Android emulator and we've got some code. So notice the very first code cell.
I see.
This is really interesting. So we can use using statements. We don't have to, of course,
mm-hmm.
but that's really great. So we can pull in our namespaces, and now we can use the types defined in those namespaces without having to fully qualify.
Keeps me from having to type
yes.
lots of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, I'm saving you some heavy lifting here. Yeah.
Very happy about that. Thank you.
But yeah, the line you have highlighted is really interesting. And so notice we have a property called started activities. This mm-hmm. is provided by workbooks. And this gives us a really quick way of getting to really any activity that started within the context of our Android application.
Okay.
And so we're just doing first, and we only actually have one activity present right now. But now we have a connection to our activity and kind of by extension our context within our Android workbook. So that's pretty exciting. Now, we've got a couple statements here. So create a list of strings named instructors. So we're kind of a nod to our favorite XAMU instructors here.
Okay.
And now I'm putting pressure on you to put in some names and not forget too many. So let's put in a few here.
Let's see. Glenn. Yeah, well, I better be careful.
Yeah, no. And for anyone watching, we're not picking favorites here. So,
I'm just kind of putting him in here. So.
Yeah. Because clearly my name would be first if he was. So,
oh,
yeah.
Yes, that's right. And I don't want to put too many, but yeah. So. Let's see, and let's see.
Are we going for
Jason? I know I'm missing a few here.
Yes.
Renee, of course.
Yeah, for Chris and Chris.
I couldn't spell his name correctly because his name
because the accent. And let's get Chris in here too.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. That looks like a pretty good list.
All right.
And let's execute the statement.
And there you go, Rob. Glenn.
Excellent. And again, we see the output too. Really fantastic. Now let's scroll down. Now notice we're going to start creating some UI elements here.
Okay.
So we've actually got, we're going to create a list view, and we've got an adapter defined above. So again, saving some typing for Mark.
And I see your documentation cell isn't quite right.
Oh, what has happened there? There's some, yes,
oh, you know
there's...
What it is? It's because you didn't have a space there.
Yes, looks like it.
So yeah, I think that's...
Interesting, funny, yeah. All right.
Oops.
So excellent. Looks like the markdown has slipped through, actually.
That's funny. Oh, I see, yeah.
Perfect. So let's create a list view. So let's new up, new list view.
New list view.
Now again, this is really fantastic. So notice we're getting IntelliSense, and
yep.
notice that we can new up a list view. We don't have to fully qualify it because
yep.
we have our namespaces, our usings.
Pass in a context.
Let's pass in the context, and we'll get the context from our activity.
Was it activity?
Yeah, I think it was just called activity.
Yep.
So how fantastic is that?
That's
perfect.
Awesome.
And now exactly assign adapter. Let's just set that adapter property on our list view. And again, I know Mark is pretty experienced on Android.
Okay.
It should be no problem for him.
I can do what the comment says.
Yeah. So we can run the cell, but we don't really need to because it's not going to visualize anything yet. And just scroll down. So a lot of this is all set up. So, but notice we can actually subscribe to events on our controls as well.
Look at this. Item clicked.
Yeah, and again, so we're just Android programming now, right? Mm-hmm. This should feel pretty comfortable for any Xamarin Android developers.
We're just really an Android developer.
Well, absolutely. Right? The code's so similar.
Java to C Sharp.
Just about. You know, we joke, but honestly, I mean, Java and C Sharp, it's not too hard to go between
the two.
Very, very, yeah. And so down below here, we're creating a linear layout because we need a layout container to hold our UI. And let's have a look. I think.
Okay.
And then are we all ready to go? Let's run it. Let's see if there are any mistakes.
Oh, look at that. We have a list of instructors. Sweet.
But again, really interesting. Running within that application, running on the simulator.
And if I tap on one, my favorite instructor is Glenn. Not my favorite, guys. That's just where the mouse happened to land.
And so we can go in and we can add additional UI elements. We can create a button. And we can really just interact with the code. And this is a really nice way of obviously playing with C Sharp, but also prototyping your UI. And we have very similar features on Xamarin iOS as well. Again, easy ways of getting to that root view controller.
Awesome.
And we can add child elements. Pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that's really, really cool.
So let's show them a little bit of OpenGL now. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
All right, great. So one more quick demo. So head over to our workbooks.
I love me some OpenGL.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's open up Planet Earth. Absolutely. So this is...
Sorry. Couldn't help it. Okay, so we're opening it up. It looks like we're going to use UrhoSharp.
Yeah, so I will be honest, I am not overly well-versed with UrhoSharp, but I understand it's OpenGL, and it lets us do some 3D graphics. And this is perfect for me because I could learn from this document.
Sure. And it looks like it's going to be WPF this time.
This is WPF, exactly.
Okay, great. I love WPF.
Excellent. So right away, you can see we're importing a DLL, and we're setting up some application options, really defining our screen resolution and such. And so let's just go down to where the Earth is created.
Uh-huh. Okay, the Earth is created. Understand.
So okay.
We're going to create the Earth.
So I think probably down a little bit further.
All right, we do have a sphere here.
Yeah, so it's in memory, yeah. And
it looks like it created another little window here, too.
And there it is. Excellent.
Yeah.
So. Again, anyone familiar with OpenGL programming, this all looks very, probably very familiar. And now we can apply a texture to our Earth.
Right. So I make it blue, set the scale, sweet. And then I put a material on it.
Yeah, pretty fantastic. And let's just scroll down a little bit further and run a few more of these cells.
Sweet. Look at this. We can put in some satellites starting with the moon.
Excellent.
I can.
And now we even have animations as well.
I can rotate it. This is awesome.
It really is, though.
I love it.
Again, for these kinds of things where you're not worried about building your project, you're not worried about all the compilation, you're just getting to the code.
And the neat thing is I can come here and I can actually change this. So I can say, hey, let's change the scale to be 6 instead. And suddenly,
look at that. Boom. Done.
Bigger.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's totally awesome.
Really fantastic.
I don't know what the rest of this is going to do. So
yeah, I'll put it back.
Because it's
eating the moon at that point.
Yeah,
so
that's right. But that's totally cool that I can make changes to this code
yeah.
and immediately see what happens to my view.
Yeah, and we're getting live changes.
Yeah,
we're getting,
awesome.
It's really fantastic. And just like we saw on Android, just like you will get on iOS as well. And again, it's really just going through and setting up your scene. And this is one's a lot of fun. There goes the satellites.
We've got all the satellites, and then we'll have a big satellite over Orlando. Nice. And then it looks like we're going to put in some event handlers. Sweet. Oh, look at all that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool demo.
Wow.
Again, thank you, Xamarin Documentation Team, for getting this. Yeah. So. Because these are, it's effectively, it's like an application. It's running as an application.
Yeah, that's
Base
that's
FR.
Really cool.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Workbooks is awesome.
Workbooks is awesome. Now, I wish I could say, hey, this is where you do all of your development. But at some point, we do eventually have to make a project. We eventually have to, you know, set up our tool chain and our
we
compilation
don't always
steps.
Want to send all our documentation.
No, sometimes we're actually writing some applications. So let's jump back to slides just for a moment. And I'm going to introduce another tool for you. And now let's introduce the Xamarin Inspector. Now again, sometimes we have to go move beyond the prototyping. We have to start writing our applications. But wouldn't it be nice to have some of those benefits on our live application?
Yeah, totally would.
Yeah. And one of the things I love about Inspector, one of the problems it's going to help us solve, I should say, before I shouldn't get too far ahead of myself. But you know, monitoring our live applications isn't always easy. So we love breakpoints or at least we like breakpoints, and there's some really cool features in Visual Studio 2017. We can run to position and such. And breakpoints are great, but they're not perfect for all types of monitoring, right? It does stop execution of our application, and it can be a little bit more difficult since we're doing, we're having methods that are being called multiple times. And it requires us to know really exactly where we want to stop to inspect our application. We have to be, we have to be kind of, preemptive and know this is the place that I'm setting up to debug. And so we have some other options. We do, console output or debug or logging. Mm-hmm. It's again very powerful, but it again means we need to know exactly what we're logging, and we need to actually go back through. So it's a process we do once the application stopped. We go back, look at our logs, see what's going on. And it makes it a bit more difficult to really just sort of explore our running application. Really powerful tools, but not, they don't cover all scenarios all the time. And that's kind of where the inspector comes in. And so inspector really allows us to live inspect our applications. And so we can explore really the code running. We can explore the types, the properties, the objects, things are declared. But really exciting, we can explore the UI of our applications live.
That's cool.
While it's running, and even make changes to our UI without redeploying our application. So I think with that, let's head on over and take a look at a demo.
All right. All right. So I've got Visual Studio up with your project.
Yep.
This is all you.
Hold
it to rebuild here.
Perfect. So this
takes,
is a...
takes a second to do that, so...
Which is perfect. We've got time for a quick introduction. So this is a Xamarin Forms application. And so you notice here we've got some shared code. We've got an Android, an iOS, and a UWP head project. And so we're going to focus on Android here for a moment.
I'm going to go ahead and launch it just while,
excellent,
while you're talking, just so that it's all pumped up and ready to go.
And so we're going to use the Xamarin Inspector. Now, the Xamarin Inspector, it comes along, again, with Visual Studio. So we can install it separately, or we can get it through the Visual Studio 2017 installer. Mm-hmm. Now, unlike workbooks, it's actually integrated with the IDE.
Okay.
And so once our application's up, we'll see how we can use it. And it's a really easy feature to launch. And it's this little icon high on the toolbar, and you might even just miss it.
Still doing a zip aligns.
Yeah, no problem. But what this is gonna allow us to do is actually it's called the inspector. We're going to inspect our application while it's running.
Oh, that's very cool. I don't like to wait either.
Yeah, no problem. So we can stop and so
cancel it and
let's try a second time. And so just a quick tip, if you ever run into these kind of issues, sometimes you'd have to restart ADB, the Android Bug Bridge. So it's possible. It's possible.
Although it looks like it deployed.
Excellent.
I'm hoping that,
hopefully that's not necessary. It's not usually necessary, yeah. But especially perfect. Look at that. Okay, so we've got an application, and in just a moment, we should see some UI.
Sweet. Wow, look at that, Adrian. You're an overachiever, too. I see all these nice graphics.
Yes. a little application I put together, and actually it was actually based off some code samples we had at XAMU, mm-hmm. To be fully honest. And this is something that I built for myself and some of my colleagues, my friends. And it's a radio quiz app. It was actually for a certification I did last year.
Okay. Which, by the way, that's one of the great reasons why, a lot of students use a lot of the code that's in XAMU. So.
Yeah, it's reusable. It's code you can grab and actually run. We try and get it in a form that allows you to extend it and even use it in production applications,
which is
exactly what I did.
One of those lab samples. That's awesome.
So if you go to the toolbar of Visual Studio, you should see a little, it's almost like a little target, a little crosshair.
Yeah, so right here, right up here, where we've got all of our debugging kind of tools here, there's a little live inspect button. Now, when is this live inspect button going to be available to me?
So with the inspector installed.
Okay.
Compatible applications.
Yes.
So we'll see it
Doesn't it require, I think it requires Enterprise Edition, doesn't it?
It does require Enterprise. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, of course. Yes, yes.
So I want to be clear. I hate it when people show features and then don't tell me that it requires.
Yes, it does. It does, in fact, require Enterprise.
Okay,
and that's
so
one of the.
Enterprise Edition.
Yeah.
But once you are, I can click this little button.
Yep.
And it's going to do something magical.
Magical.
Yeah. Okay.
So we see a window, and this actually looks pretty familiar now.
Actually, it looks just like what we just saw.
Yeah, it looks a lot like workbooks, and it offers a lot of features that are similar to workbooks, and it's not quite the same.
Okay.
But notice we have...
And workbooks is free, just to be clear.
Workbooks is completely free,
just
yes. This feature here, is Enterprise only. So
nice.
Notice a couple of tabs. We've got a REPL tab here, and we can actually write some code. So do something really simple, int I equals 6 or
int
something.
I equals 10.
And sometimes
I like
it takes
10
eight.
Better than 6.
All right, yeah, it's a better number. And we see it running.
There it is.
10, and there 7. It is. And again, feels very much like workbooks, and we won't go through a whole long demo here.
Okay.
We have a REPL. We've got another interactive environment to execute C Sharp, but it's actually executing in the context of the application that we just launched through Visual Studio.
Cool.
And Mark's jumping ahead of me here, and he's gone to the Inspector tab. And oh no, it's perfect.
Oh, that's awesome.
And notice that we're now actually getting a representation of the UI of our mobile application, the app we just saw. And if you turn to the side here.
Turn the app to the side.
Turn the visualization so you can actually see the layers of our UI.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Really interesting.
Yeah, I can't quite get it to do what I want. It keeps wanting to turn there. But
so click on one of the buttons there.
Okay, click on, let's do the second one.
Perfect. Now,
wow, look at that.
And we get a tree here, but yeah, actually have a look at this here. So this actually shows, it's a hierarchy.
Just so that we get a full picture here.
And we see a hierarchy of all the UI objects define our UI. Now, I mentioned here, this is actually a Xamarin Forms application. Now, what we're seeing here are the native UI pieces, the native views, but we can actually see it in the context of the Xamarin Forms UI definition as well.
This is really useful because a lot of times I don't know what my Android application actually renders to. Right?
Absolutely.
Like in this case, I can see that this is actually app compat buttons.
Absolutely. Right?
So I get kind of and these are the native Android controls.
Yeah, these are the native Android controls as created by the UI definition
in
Xamarin Forms.
Right here's the class name, android.widget.button. So
yeah, awesome. Really cool. And this is actually a really powerful inspection tool if you want to see how renderers or effects are put together, or even just see what native controls are ultimately created by our Xamarin Forms definition. But one thing I love here is I can see the UI the way I defined it in Forms. So yeah, go ahead and hit the dropdown and switch it over.
Oh, so there's Xamarin Forms here, yeah.
Yeah, and notice our visualization changes a little bit. It actually simplifies.
Okay, oh yeah,
because
there's not as many layers.
Not as many layers, because these are the layers that we defined in our common code, in our shared code.
Right, and so if I click that
On that, and again, now we see the hierarchy, but from the elements, from the Xamarin Forms elements.
Well, this is a lot cleaner looking, I have to say.
I think so, yeah, and so generally this is where I hang out when I'm inspecting Xamarin Forms applications, but both are really powerful. And notice on the right-hand side here, we've got a bunch of properties.
Yeah, I see that.
And so these are actually the properties defined on.
This nice color one makes me want to play with it.
Yes.
I want to kind of do stuff to it.
All right, and so we can see the color as defined here. And so it's a lovely little blue color, and that's the color of our button. So yeah, go ahead and change it.
I'm going to make it red. All right, but I don't see it. It's not. What is it supposed to do here?
So it's actually going to update the color, but you'll need to hit the refresh button on the upper left-hand side.
Okay. So I have to come up here and hit refresh.
And hopefully we see a red button.
Now
we see updated. But what's really important, really impressive, is if you go to your Android emulator.
So we'll go down here to the.
Notice it's actually live updated the running application.
Wow, that's cool.
So this is a really powerful tool for really making live changes, and I love it for tweaking my UI. Mm-hmm. But it's more than just color changes. So we can actually change the text property of these buttons.
Okay. Now I noticed they all went to uppercase, or was it already uppercase? I could just it was not, but maybe it was.
So our definition in the code is not uppercase, but that's actually how the Android styles apply to the buttons.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go find an element here, and I guess I could scroll through, but it looks like there might be a little search.
There is a search box up there, absolutely.
So if I type in the search box, like text, for example, I can see that my text is basic practice exam.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and change that.
So Adrian's cool button.
Yeah.
Right.
And again,
I still have to click refresh.
Hit the refresh button.
And
again,
looks like it's Adrian's cool button there.
Yeah, and we go back to our application.
And our application.
And again, we see it live updated.
Adrian's cool button.
I love this. We can do things like change the font sizes. We can even change the alignment and change padding.
Wow. This would let me kind of fine tune my UI if I didn't quite have it the way I want, rather than going through that back through that iterative process that we talked about earlier.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to show you quickly. So I love the GUI tools here. But if you want to interact the properties in a programmatic way, if you click on one of the UI elements in the inspector.
Okay. We'll click on, say, whoa, I didn't mean to do that, actually.
I think we're in the live application here.
Inside.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I set it right on top. And then, that was not the screen I wanted. Let's do the first button.
Yeah. And now we click on the REPL tab in the lower left where we started.
REPL tab.
And so notice that it's automatically created a selected view property.
Oh, yeah. And look, I can expand this and I can actually see all of my properties. Look at this. This is cool. It shows me the background color and content and the bounds for it. This is really awesome.
So again, a really powerful way of inspecting our views, right?
Hence the name,
yeah.
Inspector. Okay.
But really powerful, and again, I mean, this is an amazing tool, especially for exploring Xamarin Forms, but just even poking under the hood of, I mean, Android views, there's a lot of them in there. There's a lot of properties to play with.
And so I can actually change it even here.
Absolutely.
I could view.
Yeah, so we've got our full REPL.
Text, or even maybe background color.
Yeah, set it again.
To color.
Yeah, now, you don't have the namespace brought in, so you have to
Forms.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I was about to tell you to go to Android, but yes.
Let's do it as, didn't you tell, oh, there's now orange.
There's now orange. I'm very excited about this. I'm very excited about this, yeah.
Okay,
and
so
again,
now that's orange. Perfect. All right,
yeah.
So now if I go back over to my emulator.
It should be there, and there's a bright orange. And this is a lot of fun. And once you get in the flow of this, we're going a little bit slow, but you actually get very quick at this. And
yeah.
It's. But think about what we're doing here. This is where that iterative coding often comes in. We're refining our application. We're fine-tuning.
Yeah.
You're sitting there with your designer or just, you know, your colleague. What do you think about this? Just change your code.
Yeah.
It, really great. Really fantastic. And I want to just mention a couple quick things here. So it looks very much like workbooks, and it works in a similar way.
Okay.
We don't have quite the same level of access in our REPL. So we can't subscribe to events here, for example. So it's really just inspecting and changing properties in Inspector.
Okay.
Whereas the workbooks is really more of that complete kind of coding experience.
Right.
That's kind of how I look at it.
I see. Okay. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Definitely worth trying out if you have an enterprise license.
And of course, we support it on Android and iOS.
And iOS. So we don't support workbooks on UWP, but...
Presumably someday.
It
I'm
might,
sure,
but
sure.
But is it necessary?
I don't know. You tell me. Is it necessary?
So we're joking because Mark, of course, showed me this feature. We were showing it off. We actually have a very similar tool for UWP applications.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, of course, is a Xamarin Forms app. So we can shut down this workbook.
Okay.
And we could launch the UWP head project.
All right, so to do that, I'm going to go ahead and change my startup project here. Oops, not debug, but set startup. And we'll go ahead and launch this in the debugger.
Excellent.
So,
oh, it might not be deploying, yes.
Yeah, hold on. So if you ever see a message like that, it just means that your configuration isn't set up to deploy this. And so I'm going to build and deploy this.
Perfect.
Even though we're on any CPU, I'm going to set this for x86. And run it with the local machine. So sometimes build configurations get a little out of whack, and you just have to go in and out. No big deal.
Yeah, I think that was my fault when I sent it over to you, actually.
So look at this.
Same application.
Same app with the pretty background there.
I do love Xamarin Forms for this.
Yeah, it's got our nice little diagnostic view showing me all kinds of interesting information about this app.
Absolutely.
But the more
and the events down there, too. All these cool features we want to play with. Yeah,
I love it. The interesting thing that Adrian was referring here to was this go to live visual tree. So this, if you click that little first button there, you get a live representation of this. Now, they don't show the little mini kind of view of it, but I get a similar view, and I can, of course, put my radio app up, and I can select things here. Like, for instance, we could come down here and find that particular button, or I can use the search tree here. In addition, you can also enable selection in the running application by clicking this first little button here. It makes it a little bit easier to find stuff. And then I can kind of click on a button, and it'll actually highlight it down here. So now I clicked on the text block. But the cool thing about this is remember, this is the Xamarin Forms app.
Yes.
But now I'm seeing the visual tree from the perspective of UWP. So I can do the same sorts of exploration that we were able to do with the Xamarin Inspector for Xamarin iOS and Xamarin Android.
Absolutely. What I love about this is you don't require the enterprise license, so you can always do this against your UWP project.
Yeah, that's right.
This
is this. I assume this is part of lower end.
I think it is.
I actually don't
yes.
know. Yes. But one interesting thing is there's another tab over here called Live Property Explorer, and I'm just going to lock that in place along with the live visual tree. And the cool thing is when I select one of these things, you can see that we get a similar thing like what we had
right.
in the Inspector, where I can come here and I can potentially look at these properties and kind of see what their values are. And so this is really cool, too. It's very similar to what we were seeing.
Really fantastic. And allows us to really work on all three or of the head projects.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. So we can do similar things to all three.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's lots awesome. Of fun. Now, I know we could probably sit here and demo all day because this is coding playing, right?
We love to do, that's right.
But we should probably...
I don't have to work.
We should probably get back to our slides. Perfect, there we are. And so we're actually coming towards the end of our presentation, but we do want to remind you again, Xamarin University, again, a fantastic place to learn all things Xamarin.
Right, and in fact, you know, if you're really trying to get into mobile development and you want to use C#, Xamarin's the way to do that.
Yeah.
And Xamarin University by far has more Xamarin content than anywhere else. So if you're looking for training or you're just trying to figure out how to do stuff, I mean, we've got lots of free stuff, lots of free videos.
Tons of free stuff, tons of free videos.
And then, of course, we have subscriber content as well.
Yeah.
It's affordable. You can interact with live instructors. It's an awesome program.
And the instructors are great. I mean, they're knowledgeable. They're fantastic. You'll definitely, I guarantee you'll love the experience.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think, you know, anytime that we have surveys and evaluations, I mean, the instructors are always the thing that people rate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so with that, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. We obviously had fun.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Of course, if you have questions, you can always find us. We're both on Twitter.
Yes.
We're on GitHub.
You can go to the forums. Yeah. Stack Overflow.
Stack Overflow is a fantastic place.
Yeah. Questions answered.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.